Say, writer, when somebody at a party asks you what you do for a living, and you're fairly likely to get a follow-up along the lines of, how do you do that? I'd just stand up watching TV all day. Only someone who's never tried to fill a day with daytime TV would think it's a way of ducking work rather than just a long, slow dying of the soul. But we get the point. Displacement activity would take over. Fortunately, in asking me this question, our imaginary party guest has stumbled on someone who has undertaken long, pseudo-scientific research into the perfect way to write. This research has been unfunded, undertaken in the spirit of the Victorian gentleman scientist, but sacrifices must be made for the greater good. So, here are the results. What pseudoscience has discovered is that the gaps between are just as important as the time you spend writing. The gaps are nutrients, without which your body of writing work can't grow. So don't worry about computers, quiet offices, special chairs. Those are ephemera. Your two most crucial writing tools are a ukulele and an old daybed. I know other writers who, gripped by an idea, work feverishly until they've spewed it out. Midnight comes, 1 o'clock, 2, and they have to be dragged from their computer by a crease-faced companion. Sadly for them, they're doing it wrong. Research has now established that the right way to write is in bursts of 1 to 1.5 hours, followed by playing 2 or 3 songs on the ukulele. Then you go back, check what you just wrote, and move on to the next section. As an early adopter of this undoubtedly soon-to-be universal writing system, I can now play She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain really well, and will soon be moving on to the 4-chord monster False Imprisoned Blues. And the daybed? Well, if the ukulele is the light lunch of the writing process, a grilled tuna salad maybe, the daybed is the 3-course dinner, held in reserve for when things really won't resolve themselves on the page. Your writing daybed should have a comfortable mattress, many cushions, blankets tucked into a box underneath, and an alarm clock resting on a nearby shelf. There is literally no writing problem that can't be resolved by judicious use of a daybed for a nap. Nap length is crucial. Less than half an hour does no good. Worse than no nap at all. Over an hour, you just wake up grumpy and disoriented. 45 minutes is perfect, so set the alarm for 50 minutes, because it takes 5 to get to sleep, and let yourself drift off. When the alarm sounds, you'll wake refreshed and clear-headed, and your problem will have disappeared. That, my friends, is how to write.